Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Camel Country, 107.9 Cutter in Cheyenne. We're live at Country Thunder with Warren Ziders.
Hello.
Got it right. We're good. We're good.
The anticipation to if the name would be right or not.
Do you get that a lot? Like, there's a gal who just walked up. Is it Ziders or Ziders? You get that a lot?
At least she was kind enough to ask. I appreciate that. You know, she took her time, stopped, wanted to make sure she had it right so she could scream it correctly when I'm on stage.
Yeah. You know, that is the most polite thing you could do.
It was very nice of her. I appreciate it.
Well, what are you drinking? What do we got going on here?
We got some tajine on top here, some Casamigos, pineapple juice.
Yum.
And some Red Bull. It's like been my concoction for like the last year.
Yeah,
it so sounds good. Delightful though.
It's really good. Really
refreshing. I'm gonna have to try that later. I'm a sucker for anything with tahini on it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Put it on my fruit, as much as you can.
Everything. Yep. Put it on everything.
Dude, you played lacrosse for how many years prior to doing this?
It was 12 years.
12 years.
Yeah.
And 7 concussions.
Yeah, I've been banged in the head a couple times.
Yeah. So what made you go back for one more after 6? Or even like after 5 going back for 6 and 7?
I'm very much so a person that, thanks to my athletic background, I put my mind to something, I want to do it. Quitting's really not in my DNA. And, you know, you work for something, you know, almost half your life, over half my life at that point, and it was everything to me. And I finally got the chance to go play college lacrosse and everything, and I just really wanted to get on that field. And I had to give it one more try, and that was kind of my come to Jesus moment, and prayed on it and everything, and I was just like, yeah. No, I think this is God telling me now.
Yeah.
This ain't it.
Well, thank goodness that was there because, like, you never know what could happen.
Yep.
Especially nowadays, like, concussions don't get taken seriously enough. So I'm glad that you knew when enough was enough.
Yes. Thanks to my trainers. I probably wasn't supposed to get 7.
Yeah.
Considering NCAA guidelines, but yeah. I went for it anyways.
That's amazing. So is lacrosse where you, like, so you played lacrosse for, you know, 12 years. Is that where you, when you stopped, you went, I'm going to keep working out. I'm going to keep up such a strict regimen? Because anybody who sees your Instagram knows that you're a very fit guy. Like, you walked up and Gunnar goes, man, I wish my legs looked like that. Yeah. I said, yeah, you got to do more than run.
I got chicken legs, but it's because of all the running, for sure. Honestly, fitness has always been, you know, a part of my thing. I played lacrosse since 4th grade. I played baseball and soccer before that. But honestly, it's not even just the physical aspect. It's the mental aspect.
Right.
It is going through that. It's doing ice baths, doing things that suck, pushing your mind, pushing boundaries. I mean, I do something that, you know, is crazy to people. We were talking before the set here, and, you know, I've been back in Nashville. I was home for 3 days over the last month and a half. You know, I've just been gone. So takes a crazy person to do this.
Yeah. What do you do, like, when you're gone for such a long period of time and, like, you're on the road? Because I was walking by earlier and I saw you outside with your headphones on doing your thing. What is your on the road, like, workout regimen? What does that look like?
Well, I have to get into a new regimen now being in festival season and stuff like that, but just being in clubs and what have you, normally there's gyms close by and stuff. So, but for me, one of the biggest things that I like to do is boxing.
Mm-hmm.
Boxing keeps you nice and lean, nice and fit. super shredded. So I did. I did.
What a flex.
You know, hey, it's good for marketing. It's good for business.
It is. The ladies love it. We hear it all the time.
Some of my most liked posts. So
so that's the TikTok algorithm then.
There you go.
I've heard that you have figured out the TikTok algorithm, and there it is, huh?
I mean, it definitely, yeah, it helps a little bit.
Gunner is now going to start boxing, so we know where he's going to be from now on.
So obviously going from sports into music, your tour man, is this your tour manager right here?
Yes, sir. What's up, man?
So he's your best friend. So when you asked him to be your tour manager, did you get any pushback from the
this
industry?
This is really funny, actually. Okay, so he's no longer with us.
Okay, I thought that
this is a new guy.
New guy.
Okay.
All right. But he's very closely becoming my best friend. He's doing a very good job.
What happened to your best friend then?
Oh, man, he
like
sunk his battleship.
Ooh, that's...
Okay. You guys have a little bit of falling out, or what?
It's, I wish him all the best.
Okay.
All right. He dipped his toe in one too many things. Let's just say that much.
Okay. Yeah.
We're good, though.
That's good.
And your new tour manager, who's here, he was here earlier.
He does a great job. Yeah. He's been very good to me.
Well, he came early just to scope it all out for you.
He's a sweetheart.
Oh, yeah. He was such a sweetheart. I love that.
The music video for Pretty Little Poison, you really don't see her full face in the music video. Is there a reason behind that? I feel like I'm not a very deep guy, but I kind of feel like there's something a little deeper.
That is by design. Okay. I wanted that to be a part of the whole overarching theme for Pretty Little Poison, the album. So I thought it fitting for the music video. I got a thing for blondes, so only fitting that she was a blondie in the music video.
That makes sense.
You never see her face. Obviously, a lot of the music in the Pretty Little Poison album, you can tell, is a lot about women, a girl. So I talked about my dating life over the years, I guess, so to speak. So I call it the faceless cowgirl. You never see her face.
Oh, I like that. So what is, how hard, we had asked Dustin Lynch a couple years ago at Country Thunder what it was like being a bachelor and being a good-looking bachelor. And if it was, him being an artist was the best pickup line. And he said, absolutely. How hard, like, we know obviously it's hard for you to date, but what is, I guess.
Oh, it's a huge turnoff when they come up to you and they're like, oh, you're Warren Zeters. I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not, baby.
Right. So if they want to have a chance with you, get the name right?
Yes. Okay. Huge turnoff.
That's amazing.
So aside from women, what else would be your Pretty Little Poison? Would it be your beverage here? Like, what is something that's...
That's tough. I mean, I'm a... Not to be, like, that guy, but I'm a pretty disciplined individual. Honestly, yeah, I like a good drink here and there, but I guess my Pretty Little Poison, I guess you could say, is nicotine. That's my one vice. Don't smoke weed. Don't do anything like that.
Are you a Zyn guy? Are you on the Zyn
train? Yeah, I got a Zyn in right now.
I know, I can see it. That's why I was asking.
You'll see him on stage, too.
Hey, we got a Zyn booth over here. You can go hit them up.
The deluxe version of Pretty Little Poison, the album came out earlier this year. Pretty Little Poison, obviously Weeping Willow. Plans for future albums? What do you? Anything in the works? Any dates?
There's a lot of things in the works. Okay. Heartbreaker just came out 2 months ago, which was kind of a foreshadowing of kind of a step forward, maybe a new era, new phase. Obviously, I've been teasing stuff on social media. My song Betrayal that I've been teasing, that hits very close to home for me. Might be about something you brought up earlier in the conversation.
No.
But yes, working on a lot of stuff. When I get time off, I'm doing a lot of writing. But there's definitely a album/project in the near future.
That's really exciting. Well, we look forward to hearing that for sure.
Talking 2024? 2025.
He's gonna push you for
You can push me all you want, man. I'm a brick wall, dog.
You got a watch on? I heard you're a big watch guy.
I don't have it on me because I don't trust myself.
Okay.
To like, but I actually have a Rolex, my dad's. I'm gonna keep it in the family so that when I have a son or daughter someday, I'll give it to them.
Oh, I love that.
Have you gone out and purchased a Rolex of your own?
No, but I did get myself a new toy that social media has not seen yet. It was a number one gift for Pretty Little Poison.
What is it?
A 1967 GT500 Shelby.
Okay.
There you go.
I love it.
Well, again, add that to the TikTok algorithm, right? You go. You're going.
Shirtless driving the car. There we go.
All right, Warren Zeters, thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate you stopping
by. Appreciate y'all.
All right, man.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.